AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials say a 17-year-old boy is the latest victim of a shark attack off North Carolina's coast. AP correspondent Chip Foreman reports.
There was no immediate indication as to how far he was offshore, although some media outlets are reporting that he was no more than in 3 feet of water when the attack occurred. We also know that he was swimming with friends at the time of the attack, but none of the friends was hurt.
It's the second attack in as many days and the sixth in the past 2 weeks. The National Park Service says the teen was treated at the scene before being airlifted to a hospital in Virginia. Now that one New York prison escapee has been killed by authorities, Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says more people are phoning in possible tips about David Sweat, the remaining convicted killer on the loose.
We're also receiving leads from both around the perimeter and outside the perimeter. Those are being tracked down as well. So he's been on the run now for 3 weeks. He's tired. He's hungry. We got some bad weather coming in. He's endured some bad weather. He's fatigued. He's going to make a mistake.
Authorities think the fact that Sweat's escape partner is gone will help with the search. In Columbia, South Carolina, an activist shouted as she took the Confederate battle flag down after climbing a flagpole outside the South Carolina State House. Two people arrested for removing the flag from outside the State House are from Charlotte and have been released from jail in the state capitol. They climbed over a wrought iron fence to get to the flag, which was raised about 45 minutes later ahead of a rally of supporters keeping the flag where it is. In Alabama, a crowd gathered at a Confederate heritage rally at the state capitol in Montgomery. This is AP Radio News. The Cardinals become the first team in the majors to reach 50 wins by beating the Cubs.
The Cardinals score four times in the fourth inning, then four more in the fifth, and they beat the Cubs 8-1 at Busch Stadium. The Cards get a pair of RBIs from Matt Carpenter, Colton Wong, and Xavier Scruggs en route to their fifth consecutive win. The winning pitcher is Michael Wacha, who's now 10-3 after giving up one run in six innings pitch. The losing pitcher is Don Roach, who allows four runs in three and a third innings in his 2015 debut. The National League Central Division leading Redbirds are now 50-24, and they lead the second-place Pirates by eight games. Chicago's dropped four in a row, and they're now 10.5 games off the pace. Mike Reeves, St. Louis.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search in Biscayne Bay outside Miami for a missing sailor who was a member of the 2012 U.S. Olympic sailing team. Coast Guard officials in Miami say they got a report Thursday evening about an unmanned inflatable dinghy adrift in Dinner Bay. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.